I'm gonna save that. Yeah, say that shit.
Good evening, one and all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Watch Them Thrones.
What's happening to all the sweet summer children?
Nigga, did I see a montage?
Oh, gosh.
We not gonna act. Like, this nigga didn't just have a montage of a nigga, dog. A nigga is back, y'all.
It was all about you, man. It was all about you.
We missed you that much.
A pimp has returned. Traveling, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to check out my But I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, Lord.
What? Listen, man, I'm a changed person, Celestial. I am.
And okay. Who'd you change into?
See?
I'm asking a pertinent question.
I am a loving husband, father, and friend, and podcast host.
So much of my life.
You sound so calm.
It's way too calm. It's because that kind of calm before the crazy happened.
No,
Did you go to a yoga retreat?
There you go.
No. Listen, reading the comments over these last couple of weeks, people really think I'm some type of menace. I'm not.
Okay.
Nope, I'm not. See the comments? Look at that. Bullshit. Lies. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. Hey, we got a new person. We got Miss Stacy Shoemaker. She said, "Hey, y'all, I made it."
Hi, Stacy. All right.
Look at this.
Don't put my profile picture, but hey, girl.
This waffle color Negro just called me a terrorist. See what I'm saying?
My usually he called you waffle colored.
I'm about to do Miss Sophia Rock on y'all.
My feelings are hurt. Letitia Gamble said it's about to go down. He's too calm. I'm telling y'all, I'm a changed man.
Like, so, nigga, like Hootie and the Blowfish. Nigga, like David Rucker. Where the fuck is Dave? Is what that nigga name? David Rucker. Jared Rucker.
And to that, Leslie, I say to the crowd, I only want to be with you.
That was good.
God damn. Ugh.
Which one of them was Hootie?
Nah. All of them.
No, that's Hootie and the Blowfish. Wait,
none of them.
The guy's individual name was
Yeah. Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit. If I'm a country star.
No. So check this out. There was a guy who was nicknamed Hootie who was in the chorus with Darius, and that's because he had the Coke bottle glasses and a really wound face, and he looked like a little hoot owl. So that's how that came about.
Speaking of looking, Queen.
I know shit.
You look like a handsome boy.
I want Loris to fall in love with me. But you know what? Tonight is not the battle of the bastards. It's the battle of the beards. And fucking, I'm winning.
You say you win it tonight.
Well, if I look like a man, then you know I'm busting down.
Truth be told, you always had a better.
I'm not gonna be violated.
So, who wants to start us off on this wonderful episode?
Like, let Cersei out here be like Vanessa Williams. Looking like she looked like Whitney.
Oh, stop it.
I peeped that I wanted to dance with somebody too, though.
Right, yeah.
I was seeing it myself. I guarantee you,
she just texted the IT guy, I'm your baby tonight.
The Reformation lasted all of 5 minutes.
It didn't last five minutes. I didn't
talk about anybody. I paid Queen Mother a compliment on her beard, and that was it.
So, what about the mustache and the goatee?
I mean, you know, I like how you got a trim like that, Miss Pearly.
She got a flavor saver and everything.
You rubbing on it too.
Oh, my flavor.
You see that? Yeah.
But you know, though, I actually like Queen Mama's hair up top too. Kind of remind me of, you know, Stevie Wonder with a better hairline.
Yeah,
I like it. I fucks with it.
Yeah, I didn't curl it this week, so
I like it.
I just got it retwisted down.
I see y'all niggas are still with the shits. I didn't miss much, man. Like,
oh no,
y'all niggas.
When CJ,
the battle of the bastards has already started. I see.
I gotta make sure I have my microphone up here too. Okay, here we go.
I'm not gonna talk about Queen Mother Leslie, calling her Stevie. He ought to be ashamed of himself.
I didn't say I didn't say she looked like Stevie. I said she got the Stevie Wonder kind of deal with the braids and then the thing in the back. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Queen Mother.
Like, I'm not this fucking
first scene of the show.
Yeah, let's talk about Queen the show. Who's going first?
I'm just overjoyed to see you.
that's some real niggatry right there.
With a way better hairline, I'm complimenting you.
So, the slavers are attacking what? What are they attacking?
Marine.
All right. So, shit.
What's I know happening? You forgot the names and everything, so just take your time.
Hey, look, no,
take your time, nigga.
Hey, look, I'm trying to remember y'all goddamn names right now.
No time, brother.
It's been a minute.
Look here, baby.
I'm trying to get the party started, man. So, yeah, look, when we get to Marine, the slavers are motherfucking attacking that bitch. Launching fireballs after fireballs on that shit, and Tyrion is running around that motherfucker like, you know, what the fuck is going on? And he and Danny are beginning to talk. And in that conversation, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do, what their plan is going to be with regard to meeting with the slavers and seeking some type of resolution to this matter. Danny's solution is, I'm going to burn this motherfucker to the ground. I'm burning everything. And he say, see, you crazy just like your daddy. And she like, well, shit, you know, that's how you get shit done. And so he was like, nah, I think I got another way. And then they take shit to the slavers directly. They go down and they begin to meet with three other slavers that have concocted hey, CJ, this plan.
So yep. Before you get to that part,
okay,
do you think that scene between Tyrion and Dany was some type of foreshadowing?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, I mean, like, you know, the first time around, maybe not. The first time around watching it, I don't know that I necessarily saw the foreshadowing in it, but absolutely, when I watched it again, it was clear.
Like, did it when you watched it through for the first time? Did this conversation like come back to you? Like, damn, this nigga said that back.
Yeah, know? Like seeing Dany have to get reined in some, you know, like at this point, it does kind of make it a little different, and it is a little bit more of a revelation than it was the first time around. For me, like, damn, you know, like there were little signs of like. You know, she like I'm the motherfucking dragon, and I'm gonna show y'all I'm the dragon, and you know, so it definitely made it a lot clearer that as far as she was concerned, there might be a time when, in the same way you can't control dragons, you might not be able to control her.
I think that the conversation between Dany and Tyrion said something a little bit different, because he told the story of where the wildfire caches are.
I noted that.
Under King's Landing, under the keep, under the streets, in the Sept of Baelor, all over the city, on the major thoroughfares. And that is what Qyburn whispered into Cersei's ear last week when he said, the rumor is much more. Mm-hmm. So that connects to that.
True.
I wrote
true.
My irony down about that.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna just sit here and be pensive.
can I get the rest of that conversation with the masters up on the top of the pyramid?
Hey, go ahead with it.
Are we there yet?
Okay, so boom.
No.
All right, so boom. The three masters lined up. They all, you know, got their hands on their nuts. They looking at Dany and Tyrion and them. And the master hit Dany with the, I tried to give you an out, but you was on some old city girls up 1,000. Now it's about to be some real hot girl shit up in this bitch. So Tyrion was like, you sound like a real bitch, my nigga. We ain't even up here to talk about that shit. Like, what is you on? We talking about terms. What is we doing? So the master was like, y'all gonna get the fuck out. The slaves going back up on the block. Miss Sandy little ass going on the block. And them damn dragons. Yeah, we about to, it's a wrap on the dragons. We about to take them out.
Miss Sandy.
So Dany left. You got me fucked up. You thought we was here to talk about my surrender, bitches. We was here to talk about your surrender. Like, and so the master was like, bitch, your time is up. Y'all got to go. So she said, nigga, I'm just getting started. Right when she say that, Big D come out of nowhere screeching and shit. He dropped down. He like, we ready? We ready to set it off? So she was like,
who came out?
Well, we working. Big D. Big D dropped down. And he was like, you ready? He said, let's do this shit. She climbed up on top of his ass. Here come the other two silver cap team motherfuckers. They come busting out of their little, you know, their little situation. So they get to lighten shit up. Of course, she hits them with the Dracarys. They lighten up the boats on the front line. So as they fucking shit up, Grey Worm and them still on the top. Grey Worm's like, you motherfuckers got two choices. You can get fucked up, or you can lay that shit down, take your asses home, and let us deal with these masters. Everybody laid their arms down. They was like, we out. Listen, we ain't have no problem with y'all. We good. So they leave the masters up there. So Tyrion walk up on the motherfuckers. He's like, thanks for the boat, niggas. We got some decisions to make, because like two of y'all gotta die. No, he said one of y'all gotta die. So y'all fucked up. Y'all broke the agreement. Somebody got to give up some blood for that. Mm-hmm. So the motherfuckers start turning on each other. I don't even fuck with this motherfucker like that. He started all this shit. Get his ass. Right, the two motherfuckers turned on the one. So he bent down, groveling, begging for his life. Grey Worm come through with that one strike, get the other two. And Tyrion walks up on that motherfucker, and he's like, listen, go back home, tell everybody. And when these motherfuckers start cutting up again, you tell them who the fuck the mother of dragons is and don't try to come out.
That's a good ass recap. That's a good ass recap. But look, why the fuck did they think that, like, what did they think? Like, dude was talking major big shit, like, she wasn't the one with the nuclears.
They came in talking like they won. Like,
hey, my nigga was cleaning his nails and shit.
They hadn't seen Drogon in a minute. Did they not know how big this motherfucker was? Like, I just feel like,
you can see that big motherfucker swooping in the background when they first started talking that shit. You can see him moving back there in the back. I'm like, oh shit, nigga. Like, I don't understand how a motherfucker could muster up that type of audacity with three of them motherfuckers just roaming around. So
hey,
that's the arrogance of a slave master, though. Yeah.
What tripped me out about that scene was how quick they turned on Buddy. They was like, hey, this nigga's broke anyway. He wanted a he lowballed because he wanted the pores.
He a broken. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now the funny part was when all the soldiers that were behind the masters,
they said,
yeah, deuces.
This ain't my fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scene overall was dope, but there were definitely a couple little head scratchers. Like CJ was saying about how the fuck the masters not anticipate Dany using her fucking ultimate weapon. For two, where in the fuck did the goddamn did the Khalasar come from? Like, I mean, them motherfuckers were like days behind Dany. Like, Dany flew to Marine straight flight, like didn't have to take any bridges, any sort of alternate routes or nothing like that to get to Marine. I don't understand how the fuck they got there so quickly in order to eliminate the sons of the harpy motherfuckers. But you know, Uber. Neither here nor there. Well. Yeah. But also shout out to my boy Tyrion. I was too hard on him last week. I think that he did the best that he could while Dany was gone.
You were not.
I just think that Dany just showed up at the worst time because of when she left, the city was shit. Tyrion got it back right, but you know, he could only hold it for so long. So, you know, the masters were very hubris in their ways as far as like reattacking the city, because like, I guess to a certain extent, they didn't want Marine to be the picture or the beacon of a non-slaver city that was thriving, because that's what it was. And that's why the masters, I think, ultimately decided to attack Marine, you know, because it was a free city, and under Tyrion's leadership, it was really thriving for the most part.
Tyrion said that. He brought that down. I thought that was a very poignant point as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I also liked Grey Worm told the soldiers, he's like, hey, you can either die right here or you can go home and fuck something.
get down later.
You can go home and do what I can't.
You either better get down or lay down.
Choices, Grey Worm. Don't do Grey Worm like that. Come on. You can do what I can't.
Them niggas was really up out of there after that, too, though.
They laid their swords down.
Well, you're right, my boy.
Let me live vicariously through you. Go home.
I always wondered about this shit in a lot of movies, man. Like, why do niggas who can fight for niggas who can't fight?
Wait, why do niggas who can't fight for niggas who can't fight? Because the fact that niggas who can't fight are usually the ones
with the money.
With the money. Yeah, true that. Yeah.
Money rules. But you know what rules the world? What TK just said, women. What do niggas ultimately need money for to get what? Women. Right?
That's why I've been in Bravos all this time, nigga.
What? What is the ultimate reason why niggas want to get a house, want to get a car, want to get this, want to get that, want to fucking live to see another day?
That's what Jay-Z said, man. He said the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world stay fly.
Hey.
Y'all probably don't. Hey, look. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to say, your element.
I'm just saying.
I was going to let you fly, baby.
I was asked earlier about, a feline, and so... No, I'm just still delving in that realm a little bit.
He is back.
That's right, man. You know, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Back from Bravos.
That, you was a faceless nigga in Bravos.
That's right. The faceless nigga. Shout out to the mini face pal.
Jacquees.
Jacquees Hugger. That's Jaquim.
You got to say like Jacquees Hugger. That's Jaquim. Like that, though.
That's Jaquim's first cousin, though. That's Jaquim's first cousin. Jacquees Hugger. Hugger. That's you know it.
So after we leave Danny burning them bitches to the ground, where we at? We was at Winterfell, right?
We go back to Winterfell. Bolton and them meet up on the, you know.
Real.
Yeah, they're having their field parlay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Coin toss.
Let me tell you what bothered me about that shit. Like, Ramsay was throwing that bastard word around like he ain't a bastard.
I'm sorry.
If I turn into a Caucasian, I'll be saying the
N word. That's how you do it.
My privilege has finally arrived.
I thought you were with just a good tan.
Oh God.
Damn.
See this hair?
Jewish?
Jewish, bro.
Goodbye. Bye, Facebook.
I'm not for a long time.
You call that man Tony Dark.
Man. I'm exercising. I'm basking in my privilege, goddamn it. I don't blame Ramsay. I'm calling that nigga bastard every time I see him. You fucking bastard.
I don't want no parts of that.
Well, that's an interesting question, my sir.
Man, listen,
we must ponder that another time.
Hey, well, the god of P is. I mean, that's the
maybe the god of life. God of life is
the god of sunshine.
Hey. Well, it went for Magic Johnson.
Oh.
What?
Woo!
I mean.
Now we cancel.
Now
we cancel.
That's not, I don't know, man. Listen,
it wasn't though.
I'm just saying.
That's it.
Kanye West said it best. You can live through anything if magic made it.
Golly. Man.
All right.
I mean, shit. Yeah, like I bet your Freddie Mercury is like, that's easy for you to say.
Hey, but look, it's funny though. As even when Ramsay was talking to all that big shit, when Jon Snow was like, "Well, you know what? All these folks ain't got the die player." Like,
right?
Let's just, you know what I'm saying? Let's go toe to toe, right, motherfucking now, man to man, me and you, and let's see what happens. And Ramsay was like, nigga, I heard you came back to life, first of all.
It's like, so nigga, you a different, so yeah, you like a different nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like nigga, I heard you don't die. So
you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't afraid to die. Like, literally, yeah. you don't care about that shit. You've been there, done that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you didn't fought fucking White Walkers. You didn't do your whole, nah. I ain't,
you like, fuck that, nigga. I got 6,000 niggas with me.
2024, that right.
Well, that shit was funny to me, though, man. Ramsay did not want no goddamn parts of it. I mean, that nigga, he has been a problem for everybody he has got his hand on. But
and so Ramsay, in one sense, that was, I mean, you know, that was smart. That's what she's supposed to do. But in another sense, he still let pride get the best of him because John essentially openly challenged his rule, right? So, you know, he still is willing to meet him on the battlefield, which is mistake number fucking one as far as like a battle strategy is concerned. You got Winterfell, you got the walls. That's what she said or whatever. And, you know, so you don't really need to meet out in the battlefield. Like, there's no real reason or strategic advantage to do it, especially bring all your motherfucking men.
Yeah. So So that's the one of the first times I've seen Ramsey kind of get pissed off though. Like it really fucks with him for him to be openly challenged that way. And they have to like, I'm sorry.
He was thrown off guard to me first when Sansa was there. So because Sansa was there, it was like he wasn't expecting to see her. So that kind of threw him off from jump.
He was like, bitch, what you doing out the kitchen?
Yeah. He was like, wait a minute. So that's where your ass went.
And he gonna tell her, thank you for bringing her back to me and shit like that. Right. It was crazy, man.
I mean, but you're right. He was thrown off when John essentially said, well, nigga, you don't meet me on the battlefield. What are your men gonna think of you?
Yep.
He gonna think you a bitch ass nigga. That's what. And so Ramsey is like, oh, wait a minute. This is my first time getting, like, essentially called a bitch ass nigga out of
Yeah, he really
ain't nobody been crazy enough to do it before.
Yeah, right.
And he was like, "Well, y'all must don't want y'all motherfucking little brother back." like y'all must don't want that motherfucker back then. And Sansa, I think, was like, "Prove you got him." And he showed him the wolf's head, right? Mm-hmm. And he showed the wolf's head. And Sansa was like, shit, it's over with for that little nigga. Like, in her mind, you could kind of see how she, like, went on ahead and headed on back. Like, shit.
Yep, that's it. All right, well, fuck it. Yeah, like, you're going to die tomorrow, Ramsey. Like, fuck it. Because she already knew that he was going to kill him. I mean,
right.
There's no reason she already knew. No reason why he wouldn't kill him.
I absolutely love the way she interrupted him, though.
you're going to die tomorrow, Lord Bolton. And I was like, God damn.
Hey, that was cold. She was, you know, he was talking. She basically said, keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
I love you, boy.
One up for Valerian.
I was going to say, we need Carlton.
Right.
Oh, God.
But you can see the fire, like, really growing in Sansa. In this, you know, well, in this scene and in the next scene. And you could kind of see her beginning to call out, like, the patriarchy. Like, you could see her, like, saying, like, motherfucker, I have been living. Matter of fact, let me let somebody else tell that part of the story. But I enjoy seeing her
the conversation. Yeah.
I enjoy seeing that part. So,
well, first, she is coming to John with a lot of knowledge, and she had to tell him that. So here she is. He's trying to mansplain it to her, and she knows much more than he does. And she's like, look, I've lived with him. I know we're not going to get Rickon back. She's trying to break everything down for him, and he's underestimating her brain. And of course, you know, he does have half Stark blood. So he's a little slower to learn things. But he's gonna fuck around and find out. I know that much.
Facts. Like they were deciding to. Right. They were deciding all of this strategy. All of the men were in the room talking. Mm-hmm. It was Jon Snow and was it Sir Davos?
Davos and Tormund. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they were deciding to do this pincer move, which was this three. They were gonna attack from three sides or whatever. Yeah.
Tormund had no idea
what the fucking double envelopment was, which was the same shit that fucking Stannis just did to them niggas, which is the reason why it was like a light bulb in my head that popped up. When that nigga was lost about that shit, I was like, no wonder why the Night's Watchman only needs 100 motherfuckers to defend the wall. Yeah. These wildest don't know shit.
Yeah, they don't have
no strategy.
They just going off rage and fucking like
they spraying and praying. That's how they fight. They spraying and praying, man. Right. Like shit.
Spraying and praying. Getting kids, grandmas, all that shit.
That shit was wild. Cause he giving the correct, you know, term. And Tormund standing there looking like, huh? He was like, you know how we did y'all, my boy. How we got y'all.
But I mean, we're giving. Yeah, Sansa's challenging the patriarch. Yay, whatever, all that bullshit. She didn't tell the motherfuckers about the veil. John was like, do we have any more men that you know about? Like, can you fucking, if you're talking to me about battle strategies, I mean, when is it, is it a better time that you that I don't fucking know about? Sansa was like, yeah, right. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
She did right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she should have told him.
Yeah, they weren't listening.
Because mom was too emotional, and he done ran out that field because little Judy got killed. She shouldn't have told him. It wouldn't have.
Okay, well, she shouldn't have told him maybe for like something else, but not what the fuck she shouldn't have told him for. I mean, if the reason why she shouldn't have told him was because she wasn't invited into the Ramsay session, that's fucking ridiculous.
No, that's petty.
Oh, no, that's not.
That's fucking ridiculous. If she shouldn't have told him because of the fact that, like, essentially what she's doing is her version of Littlefinger. She's Littlefingering.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm sorry, nigga. I'm childish, nigga. That shit funny, dog.
Hey, the way Sansa rolled up on Jon though had me cracking up, man. She had that angry at you for staying out, baby mama energy. She was like, while you was in there talking to your little friends, you ain't think to ask me nothing, nigga.
Right. But he should have asked.
Yeah, like I get that, but she ultimately, you're supposed to say about at least the ace up your sleeve. You're supposed to at least say it. The only reason why she probably didn't say it is because of one of two things. Either one,
she wants that nigga dead.
Well, one of three things. She wanted nigga dead. Either two, she didn't know for sure whether or not Littlefinger was going to actually roll through. I don't know. This nigga may not roll through. Or three, she did know that Littlefinger was going to roll through, but she didn't want Jon to switch up his battle strategy. Because of the fact that if he switches up his battle strategy, and then Ramsay may switch up his battle strategy,
and may not
have as many men on the open field as he would behind fucking Winterfell. Winterfell, especially with winter coming, you know, you can withstand waiting on fucking, you know, the blizzard to wear these motherfuckers out in comparison to them, to you meeting them up on the battlefield in even numbers. I mean, that don't make no
or,
sense.
Or the third. she could have been like, hey, I ain't going to say
nothing. That's four.
John run his ass out there. Let him get wiped the fuck out and let them kill each other. And then I'm going to swoop in with my boys. And now John out the way, Ramsay out the way, and Lil Judy from Family Matters out the way. And it's all mine, nigga.
Damn.
You think she was that hard?
Yeah, but she ain't that. Yeah, but she ain't that, though.
It's a combination of two and three.
No, dog.
It's a combination of two and three.
Yeah,
that's a
combination of not doing little finger and doing little fingering.
No, it's little finger.
She's got little fingered a few times.
Exactly. Yeah. So she knows what the fuck. I mean, she knows what the fuck some it takes to finger.
She did?
Yeah, with the thumb,
fingering,
fuck a finger.
Golly,
woo! You mean a fist?
So
little fist.
So, I think that
right now, Sansa is between two different ideologies. If you want, yes, she is heavily influenced by Littlefinger, but as she has been taught by Littlefinger, she is remembering different things through her experience, and I can see some Cersei in her. She has watched Cersei fucking torture people and sit there and smile and be like, yeah, that was some funny shit. I'm glad you cried. That was funny. That makes the queen happy kind of thing. So, yeah, you got two different ideologies being combined in Sansa at this point. And
Sansa ain't like, I mean, but even we see in the future, I don't mean to go time jump, but I mean, she ain't no fucking Cersei. Like,
right. Cersei no.
Was mean just to be mean. Sansa was
Cersei. Yeah, she
don't Sansa was tortured.
All right. I'm a
Jon Snow, and I'm almost about to time. I'm trying not to time jump, but Jon Snow should have fucking listened to her when she said, "This nigga Rickon is dead." Like, it's a wrap on him.
He already gone.
Not listening to her.
Don't do the expected thing. He got this set up. It's a trap. Mm-hmm. So don't do what he expects you to do. And that's exactly what the fuck he did.
And right before he did that, they literally said, "You cannot go prematurely because for our plan to work."
Is that what she said too?
You can't stand premature motherfuckers.
Can't
listen,
stand.
Golly.
How are we supposed to?
They, look, they said part of Jon Snow's plan, part of Jon Snow's plan was to have Ramsay's people coming at them full board. That's
right.
What she
right.
Said. So that didn't yeah. happen because Jon. I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead. I guess fuck it. It's time to go to the next.
No, nah, but you know what though. But finally, to the point though. I mean, John and Sansa never had a good relationship, and you know, this is kind of something that played out. If this were Arya and shit, you know, obviously Arya would have been like, "All right, I'm telling you everything I know."
Right. Well, he would have listened to. He would have been more.
Sansa was more like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait. Please put Mesa coming up.
What did Mesa say?
Uh-oh.
that nigga negotiating, man. Like
That'll make me tired.
Y'all the, talking about the... y'all don't like premature motherfuckers. and premature motherfuckers, they be like, guess what, motherfucker?
Man, I got mine. What you about to do?
Shit, what you finna get into?
What you about to do? Shit, I'm about to send a what you about to get into?
Y'all some ignorant motherfuckers.
Oh, wait, hold on. Tiffany said I can get behind that, Mason. Oh.
Oh,
wait
a minute now.
Hey, she said she's looking for a black belt in Tong Fu.
Tormund and what's his name have a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Tormund and Davos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they talk about basically what they're going to do, what they do before a big battle.
Man,
Tormund says he gets fucked up and
Davos takes a crap.
Walks around until he shits his guts out, which I would be of the latter. I would definitely be Davos in that situation. I'm shit like, bruh.
But that again shows you why the Wildlings won't win, haven't won. Like, who goes and gets drunk before a battle? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you gotta be sound.
He's holding it down, though. POP. Tormund was holding it down.
See?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Him but your boy Umber, man. Was it Umber who almost killed him? No.
Yeah, Umber or Karstark.
Or Karstark. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Umber was giving him that work.
Mm. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was Karstark. He was giving him that
work. Shout out to the audience. The audience is jumping tonight, too, man, by the way. The audience they jumping like a motherfucker tonight.
They missed you.
They knew the return. Listen, man. Back
from Brambles, baby.
Hey, listen, Leslie.
A world traveler.
The motherfucking what did you call yourself earlier, CJ? The faceless pimp from Bravos. When that motherfucker show up, I'm bringing out the bitches, baby.
A pimp hairline is fresher than a motherfucker in that motherfucker. No, I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to ye old fats.
Barbershop. Oh my god.
Ye old faded by fats. Freshest fats in seven kingdoms.
So one important thing about that pre-battle scene was when Davos was going for his walk, and you know, they're in this big part of the campground, and he goes to another area of the campground that looks used up and everything. And he sees like this pyre and he's kicking over the burnt logs and stuff. And he finds the stag that he carved for Shireen in under the burnt logs.
She got cooked.
And he picks it up. he picked it up. And he just, you could just see him. He was seething.
That's okay.
He was oh yeah, he was steaming, and so was her ass. Oh yeah.
I did not like that.
Tim got set the fucking broil, nigga.
I thought that was cheap.
Yeah, just too convenient. Too convenient.
Yeah.
That shit was cheap as fuck.
Just like Danny's ring being found in the middle of nowhere.
The day is bright and full of barbecue. So there you go. Fire is fire. It don't matter if it's coming from a dragon or if it's coming from a pyre. So
that shit just made me.
Yeah, hungry. Like that was like that fucking Deadpool scene where Deadpool was like, that's just lazy writing.
What the lemon pepper wings?
That's just lazy writing. Yeah.
Shit.
Like
you say,
you say
you got a to-go plate, CJ? A lemon pepper.
I would like that. Fry hard, please. Cook my shit well.
Like, of course, niggas like well done. With fried eggs hard.
All that shit hard, man.
What? Like, what? Niggas don't want no.
Soft wings is not where it's at, man.
You probably eat well done steaks too.
Huh? Mason!
No, I like my steaks medium well. Hey, it's only one pink thing I eat, baby. It's only one pink thing I eat. And I eat that all the time. Hey, you know what it is. Look, we with the power of the what? Sweet as gold, baby. Let me see you tussie roll.
She's back. And there lies the wisdom of CJ Lawrence Esquire, MD.
He done went from CJ Lawrence to CJ Jakes.
Swallowed up.
Have you ever been? Listen.
What I'm not going to do is this with y'all.
We ain't even made it to the battlefield yet.
We back in Marine. Lord.
I ain't touching that.
Nope. Girl, at this point, your brother would be somewhere else.
What's going on in Marine? What's going on in Marine?
So in Marine, can I do it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
I think we pretty much did it already, didn't we?
No.
After the battle.
Danny and Tyrion are holding court, and they're holding court with Theon and Yara. So Tyrion is going at Theon, talking about the short jokes, You know, everybody tells the short jokes and they tell the same damn six short jokes. You know, he couldn't be a man of stature and some other bullshit. he's really ragging on him and Theon's taking it,
Man, that dude is wild.
Of course, that's the only thing he can do now is take it, but that's another story for another time.
Bucci Cat Chronicles.
Oh, I see his name. Bucci
Cat. Anyway. Yes, Maisha, it does itch, but I'm going to leave this bitch on because it's the Battle of the Beards tonight. Fuck TK. Anyway.
Wait a minute.
You started it 2 weeks ago, so I'm gonna finish it tonight. Damn it, we're gonna finish it.
Goddamn minute, Rundell. Wait a goddamn minute. I didn't even.
So as I was saying, so as Danny and Yara are speaking about their awful fathers and the way that their lands portray women, as leaders, and so. Theon says, I'm here to support my sister. She's the queen of the Iron Islands. So they agree to, they tell Danny about Euron that he's coming and they're only bringing 100 ships because he has the rest of them and he's building more. He's coming her way and he's going to bring an offer of marriage. We're just looking for a partnership. But Yara does say, you know, I'm down for anything. So whatever you want to do, we can do.
I love that shit, man. I'm down for them.
Listen. No, so, hey.
I love
if Dario ain't doing the job, Yara will get the job done, trust and believe, because she's done it before. She said she was gonna fuck the tits off for that one at the bar that night. But so Danny's like, well, then you all, if you want my partnership and support, then you all have to change your ways. No more reaving and raping and all the other bullshit y'all used to do. If you're going to change your regime, you got to, and change to a queen, you got to clean up that shit. Mm-hmm. So y'all was like, all right, I can get down with that. We got a partnership. So they formed their partnership.
That shit was awesome.
Thank you. Once again, Queen Mother. Thank you. Also,
what is going on, nigga?
Where'd you even find that from?
Hey, man.
That nigga already had the clip clipped up.
How did you?
It's premeditated, dog.
You said you were gonna be behave.
Right.
Hey, wait, hold on, wait a minute.
Now, he didn't say what he was going to behave like. That listen. Is that's the trick of that statement. He said he was going to behave.
I was cool. I was being cool.
Didn't say Queen Mother was gonna behave like.
Queen Mother in her Easter basket grass beard has been attacking me all night. I've been cool. I'm a changed man. I'm a change, man.
Changed into what?
Niggas think because they change the inflection in their voice, they actually change like a mother.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. When niggas think they put on a hat, a trucker hat, they fucking.
Hey, speaking of it, check it out, though. Listen. I want y'all to see this.
Hey, y'all, look at this.
That's fresh. Watch them throw on the head.
Watch them throw. Yeah. Pick it up at a fucking track meet near you. No, so two things I had issues with this scene. For one, Tyrion admonishing Theon for the short jokes. When Tyrion, that's my boy, Tyrion makes dick jokes after dick jokes at Varys' expense and would have done the same thing if he knew that Theon had issues.
Right.
So come on, Tyrion. You don't have much of a fucking foundation to stand on. Two, the fact that Dany wants the Iron Islands to stop raping and reaving. I get it, right? That's something they should do. But have y'all niggas seen the Iron Islands? The reason why they do reave and steal is because they ain't got shit. They don't have any fucking resources.
And it's barren. So
it's either and for fucking whatchamacallit to build 1,000 ships and all that shit, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we've already talked about that because they ain't got, I mean, I didn't see a fucking single tree on that island. But you know, so it sounds good, but I mean, that's a hard ask, especially the reaving part, the raping part, obviously. But you know, this is fucking medieval time, so raping isn't the same as it is now, as far as its consequences and everything else. But you know, the reaving part is a hard ask for the Iron Islanders, who don't have hardly any natural resources except for piss and shit. That's it.
Look. When that was what the fuck they asked for, I was like, God damn.
Because they're Vikings. That's what they are, right?
That's like, what I want. Yeah. Like, nigga, give us the Iron Island back. Like, oh, yeah, you can have that. Hey, no, it's not a... Like,
they didn't
like,
ask for Dorn or...
Right.
Like, exactly. Yeah, like, we'll give you all these ships. We'll fight for you. You just give us the Iron Islands back. Nigga, let me think about it. Okay, deal. So,
right.
But I love that y'all really was like, in her negotiation, she was like, you know, it ain't like that with me, but shit, it can be like that. I got something you can bump, you know, if you want to. Like, I like it. That was funny. That
was a funny scene. Danny was low key. I feel like Danny was low key. Either flirting or at least she was just like, okay.
She was definitely vibing. She was like, vibing too with a little taste.
I mean, in the book, Danny was, you know, shit.
Oh yeah, she was definitely a little intrigued by, you know,
Listen, she had a fair share of character up in the book.
But then the actress did it well. She looked interested.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she was definitely a little silly and
Suge.
Are you? Ooh, she pushed my button.
Oh my god!
That was a divorce.
Oh, sorry, not seeing mom tonight.
Emily said, "Danny in the books enjoyed her bedmate." Yes, she did.
See that?
Targaryen.
She said, "What that Westerosi mouth?"
CJ, your Wi-Fi acting like fucking like.
Right
you know what?
Oh,
I was about to say something.
Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Seemed like he left some of that bandwidth back in Bravos.
Next scene.
So we got.
Oh, shit. He's really stuck.
Oh shit!
we got on the battlefield now, right? We got John.
Yep. We on the battlefield.
And his troops, they in formation across the battlefield from Ramsay and them. And this is when he lead Ramsay. Ramsay leads Rickon by a rope. I hated that scene, man.
Yeah.
But a part of me was like, man, fuck them kids. My whole thing is this. This nigga spent all this time with Asha and them wilding niggas. And he didn't learn to not run in a straight goddamn line.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's like he was running to get the line as straight as possible. He didn't even switch up when the arrows started landing beside him. He saw a goal. He was like, I'm gonna get it.
Like Ramsay overshot this nigga and he tripped over the arrow. Like, nigga, run right. Run like do something.
Yo, like Ramsay was so unserious on those first two shots though. I forgot about that. I forgot the first time he was just like, and the second time the nigga pulled a Steph Curry. He didn't even look at the basket. It was just like, anyway, man, I'm about to fuck these holes at this shit. You know, it's doing that. Yeah. Exactly. He was so unsick. But you know, that third, I mean, besides the straight line running, it was a really, I thought it was a good scene because when I initially saw the scene, I thought that Rickon had escaped after that third one. I didn't know that the motherfucker was gonna get shot on that fourth one.
I was still trying to figure out who he was.
Oh, yeah, that too. That too. Like, who's his name again? Yeah. Yeah, good shit.
I didn't like that shit, man. Like,
so
John being emotional did
what. Yes, let me ask y'all a question, right? So John runs out. That's his mistake, right? That is the mistake. Him running out to get
that's
rid of.
That's the typical thing
right?
to
that's
do.
That's what we all agree on, right? That's the fucking dumbass mistake. All right.
Yeah.
After that, does he go back? Does he try to run back or keep pushing forward with the arrows raining down? What's the least likely that he would get hit by arrows if he runs back or if he goes forward?
Right.
That's my question I got.
I think he needed to run back to least likely to get hit.
You think so?
Mm-mm.
I didn't know.
The further away. Yeah, I think he would. That he's. They still would have gotten.
Because when the arrows initially rained down on him, and they started, he shot more. It went behind him. So I didn't know whether or not you know. So I was thinking in my head, I was like, okay, well, after he stuck it, because he's stuck in no man's land, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas who play, you know, tennis, right? This thing called no man's land in the middle of the court, which you're not supposed to be on. And so you either got one or two options: to go to the net, or go back to the baseline, right? And so, you know, I guess in theory, he's like, "Well, fuck it." I mean, I'm fucked anyway.
But if you look at the way D&D did it, there's no way that his army would have gotten to John and Ramsay's people at the time that they did, and John wouldn't be dead. John would have been trampled to death.
So
yeah, because he's just ultimately kind of he pushed forward a little bit, then he stayed there.
I think it made more sense at the point once they started raining the motherfuckers down, it made more sense for him to start going forward.
Yeah. To me. Or at least, because at least stay going there, right? Yeah, because going back.
Yeah, because once they start volleying them shits like that, being like, where you gonna run? Nowhere you can run to when everybody was firing arrows. Bitcoin had a choice, but
Remind you, these are like the professional bows and arrows. These ain't the rinky deep motherfuckers that John's army got. John's army just got some niggas with some wooden sticks, and some fucking shit that they made up the night before. like I mean, Ramsey's shit is like all like professionally made. I mean, you can just tell the difference.
Escape
Point. It's if there was a moment where John remembered that they didn't play it or anything, but it was a moment after Rickon and after you know he kept having the archers volley the shots. He kind of looks at Ramsey and then he looks down and he nods his head like she told me this is what was going to
happen. Yeah, he fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
When a whole cavalry is coming at your ass, you're like, you know what? You got me.
Like, yeah, he
was really right center, like his ass.
You got me on that one. Good job. I fucks with you. You were right about that one.
Game was going to be over in 5 minutes, dog. It was shit was going to be a wrap in five minutes.
That shit was fucking crazy, though, bro. That whole scene was fucking nuts. When that nigga got in between all technical.
When did Ramsey get so I won't say all of a sudden. He did use some tactics in other fights, but I just thought that was very...
It was very well planned.
It was very well organized.
He's very manipulative and centered. So this is right up Ramsey alley.
Right.
To use the younger brother.
People? Right.
No. I mean the formation, how they came.
No, that's what I'm saying. To even
He had the Car Stark men, and they know the Stark battle plans and how going to set it up.
And this is like, if you have any sort of, I mean, Ramsey is highborn. Most highborn boys, especially, get taught military strategy, like to a certain extent. Like, right. I mean, so that he know. I mean, he should. I would expect for him to know about double envelopments and shit like that. And because I mean, these are like Roman battle strategies. Like, this is some shit that's been around forever. Right, like these kind of strategies and tactics as far as formations and cavalry shit like that. Now, when Ramsey was fucking like shooting the bow and arrows in the crowd, I mean, just like saying fuck it, like that was a little odd. You usually don't do that, but you know.
But see, that wouldn't have happened if Ramsey knew about the veil coming in to help. Exactly. I don't think he would have done it. Right. He took advantage of being 6,000 versus 2,000 and saying fuck y'all. A third of y'all gonna die anyway, so let me go ahead and have my archers shoot into the battle to kill a lot of John's people.
Yeah, because what ultimately should have happened, right? What John's side really should have done was waited out, wait for Ramsey to charge them, and then retrieve in the woods and do some sort of guerrilla warfare. Vietnam or something, right?
Can I ask y'all something? The first time y'all saw this shit. Like, I mean, after experiencing all the trauma that is associated with the North, that is associated with the Starks, what did y'all think was going to happen when the people started charging?
I thought it was over.
Yeah, like when Ramsey's people started charging John.
Oh, you mean as far as like a realistic thing of what happened, or like what I knew what was going to happen with the episode?
Yeah,
well, like I knew that John was ultimately going to win because of the White Walkers, right? So I knew that was like this was the battle to get to take over Winterfell. So I knew that John would survive. I knew that fucking like Tormund and Davos would probably survive. I thought one was going to survive too, but that nigga ended up dying. But I knew that this would be Ramsey's last episode. I knew that just from a like episode, you know. Like just from a show standpoint,
the way the show develops.
Exactly. Yeah, the way the show was developing, because they needed Winterfell.
Okay. Now you think you're at the top, and now you're dying. Yeah.
Man, I done seen so many Starks die. Man, I ain't have no faith, dog. Like
I mean, but John had the most privilege of all, because that nigga, because you know, even though he told Melisandre don't bring me back, I mean, Melisandre was like, well, nah, nigga, I'm still gonna bring you back.
She said, I do what the Lord says.
So, you know, you're like, meanwhile, fuck Rickon. I ain't even trying to see if Rickon could get brought back. This is like, yo, bury that nigga in the crypts.
Yeah, they could have had him wild out a little bit and say, Melisandre, can you bring him back? He ain't do none of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, bury him with his daddy. Yeah. Put him on down.
Oh, Rickon. No, just from a... I mean, but just from a fucking like realistic stand, I mean, this was one of the most realistic battles I've ever seen before on television. Yeah, as far as like medieval cavalry charging, them motherfuckers running at each other 100 miles per hour. The like, that shit was running so over cold. People. Yeah. Like two cars crashing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Just the realism of battle and like the bodies piling up to form fucking like to form walls, like a human wall in a sense. To which Ramsey used to his advantage. You know, that shit has happened in real life. Like, that shit has happened in real life. Especially, like, if y'all... Because this was only a battle of, like, 10,000 niggas. I mean, the Romans, they used to be hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers out there on the battlefield.
Yeah.
So you can imagine all those bodies piling up to being used for, like, military advantages, like some sort of enclave like they did with the with the shields and surrounding the opponent.
Eric, I'm with you. This shit reminded me of like the Spartans. I guess how the Spartans would do the surrounding shit with the shields and the spears.
Yeah, because in fact, because the body's piling up, they took some of that from 300. But I mean, but that shit has happened in real. That shit has also happened in real life. Like that shit is it's so much happened. I remember I was reading some shit about like how in Roman battles, after like a day or two, motherfuckers used to walk around like it was a museum.
Right.
Like just to see all the bodies piled up, like the battlefield, it used to be like some sort of fucking like a museum, like a tourist attraction almost.
That's crazy. And for people who don't understand what Eric is referring to when he was like, I felt claustrophobic when John was getting crushed. Like when the people surrounded, Ramsay's army surrounded them, they were closing in on them and getting tighter and tighter with the circle as they would. You know, basically stab them into eventually they were literally physically crushing
themselves.
And John fell underneath his own men and was being trampled by him into the mud. And I thought the camera work and just like the sound effects and shit that you hear during that part was great because it made me feel claustrophobic too.
Like, I wanted to grab my inhaler.
Yeah, man, I'm like, I couldn't imagine feeling like, damn, if dying like that. You know what I mean? Like literally, I can't get up because people are like standing on me and shit. Like, and so,
you saw it.
Trippy.
It was crazy. But yeah, the fucking strategies on both sides were pretty horrendous. I mean, it could have been better flushed out, but
When Davos and them ran down there, they were supposed to be like, but they ran into the fucking middle of the shit with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Well, their
plan was spoiled because of John.
John. I mean, because realistically, they supposed to just have as many motherfuckers back as possible.
And
they just build certain trenches and shit like that to make sure motherfuckers don't come in from the sides. But just forward facing battle, back up, try to get to the woods, fucking, you know, goddamn cut and maneuver through the woods and try to play basically unfair war tactics. That's it. Yeah. Against a number outnumbered like that.
Bree was asking, really, I believe they did win a couple of awards for this particular episode.
Oh yeah, okay. I can see that.
Hey, this episode was probably one of the best episodes of TV ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
He really almost fucked it up for everybody though. Like everybody that was willing to sacrifice for him, this nigga didn't fucking listen to his sister and almost cost everybody their fucking life. And then she saves his ass.
She saved his ass.
Yes, she did. Again.
She saved her own ass too, but she saved everybody.
She did not tell a nigga about the Knights of the Veil. All right. Like, I give Sansa 90% credit.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. When I watched that shit last night though. That shit got me kind of hyped, like when the first time I saw Avengers Endgame, when the fucking
portal. Oh, yeah, when the fucking, yeah. I mean,
yeah, when the niggas. The little mount up when John finally got about the ground and shit. I'm like, oh,
right. John, I'm going after your ass right now.
But how did he have the strength to breathe?
I don't know. Right.
Run.
I was like, he killed like 15, 20 people. And then and that was even before the fucking the scene where he was fighting for his life.
Where he was being swallowed.
That's fucking Puff Daddy party. That was a Diddy party right there, boy.
That was a Diddy party.
So yeah, and don't forget that this scene where John is literally getting crushed by all of his men is the negative of when Danny was liberating all the slaves, and she's in the middle of that big crowd and they lift her up. So it's totally opposite. And then they wind up together, but that's another story for another time. But so, there's that parallel of Targaryen getting stomped down in the mud and a Targaryen being lifted up on the shoulders of people that she just freed.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. Did y'all think that the arrows missing John was a little bit too convenient, or did y'all?
Yeah, I did.
Yes,
that got on my nerves. I hate that in film and television.
They made a circle around him. Like what?
I felt like he was just protected by the Lord of Light. You know what I'm saying?
The Lord of Light.
Rain down on me. You know what I'm saying? That's all I thought.
The Lord of Peace.
You know what I'm saying? Melisandre told him, you covered.
Just,
you know what I'm saying? Good.
Yeah. How she did it. She's like, how she did covered. You know what I'm
saying? She was like, I can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to hog tie people.
Hog tie.
TJ's an idiot.
That nigga threw that shit in
there. Oh, shit. After John almost gets crushed, then they start hearing the horns of the veil.
Hey, Candace Williams in the comments said John was holding on to the Lord of Light's unchanging hand.
Man, shit, for real. I would have been praying that day.
Oh Lord, y'all said
that guy would be like, I ain't heard from you in years.
Oh my God.
His eye was on the Aaron Sparrow.
Candace.
I will
and
say
I know he watches me. Oh, glory. Okay. That's all.
Listen, I want you to keep that same energy for your announcements.
That's right.
You know
church
what?
Church announcements. Nah, but you know you're gonna do your announcements at the end. We looking forward.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some announcements. I don't have that many, so it won't be long. But so then, so as the army of the Vale comes in and starts mud stomping all the people that are surrounding John and them and break that up, Ramsay's like, oh shit, time to go. He's like, open the gate. Close the gate.
But you know what though? Shout out to Lord of the Vale. Them motherfuckers were goddamn. I mean, they were well equipped. You can tell like the difference between northern houses, which be sometimes just putting shit together to make it work, compared to Lord of the Vale. Them motherfuckers got money. Yeah. Yeah, them motherfuckers
got money.
Was that
what you get leading now? And what's his name?
Robin.
Robin? Robin.
Yeah, Robin. Remember?
No, Robin is the Lord of the Vale, but Royce is the guy.
Royce is the warrior.
Shit, they ain't fought 15. Right, exactly. They were full of fucking energy and resources. You ain't lying. That's a good point. That motherfuckers don't get a damn battle.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So it's going, Queen Mama. Yeah. So. So
one Tormund and John run up to the gate, and so they're the Bolton men are up on the battlement shooting at one man. He busts through that damn gate, And he looked like a porcupine. I'm like, good God almighty. And so he...
That nigga took more shots than Tupac.
See? That's what I'm talking about. See, why you make me do that? Why you make me do that? Why you make me do that? So anyway, Ramsey, so John and 1-1 are standing there for a second, and then all of a sudden that last arrow sticks 1-1 in the eye and goes in his brain.
All eye on me.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right, Emily. R.I.P. 1-1.
Shorty wanted to be a thug, and you saw what
that, that damn thug passion got his ass.
It did. Mm-hmm. It did.
And then all of a sudden, Ramsey's like, okay, bastard, we can go 1-on-1.
Right, exactly. Me against the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
John's like, fuck that. I'm just going to beat your ass till you a pulp.
Right.
And John was like, to doing so.
John said, bitch, I'm finna show you my ambition as a rider.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Facts. He did. And I was like, damn, oh shit, John about to really hit him up. He did. We saw some real changes.
All I know is that there's a heaven for a giant. Okay. So.
and after John whooped his ass, you know, we saw Ramsey shed so many tears.
Mm. Oh my God.
Well, you know, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? But obviously with Rickon going to the Crips, like, you know, bury me a G.
No, right. And Sansa was like, he dead. Life goes on.
I mean,
well,
that's a good point.
That's a good point. To live and die in Winterfell. So,
I was just about to say that shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Whole time, brand somewhere like picture me rolling. Feel me?
Man, right.
Oh, so. God. I'm done. Not picture me rolling.
Yeah, well, shit, nigga. Rob Stark got a baby. Well, had a baby.
By Brenda?
Damn.
It was by somebody, but the motherfucker got aborted.
it's gonna be hard for Catelyn to keep her head up.
Mm. Oh God. Right.
Well, shit. Hey, man. You know,
like, Nail too.
What happens next? I'm not doing this with y'all.
Y'all know Tupac got 200 albums, nigga.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna keep going for the rest of the night.
Mimi, like, look, Mimi, like, come back, y'all.
So now we are at the very end of the episode. I'm gonna try to bring it right on back.
Thank you.
So after John starts to beat the piss out of
Fat Walter had a baby.
Fat Walter had
a baby. That was wild.
Yeah, that was good.
That was wild.
All right. One more time. Oh, all right. Man. So Sansa rolls up mm-hmm. while John is commencing to beat the shit out of Ramsay. And tells him to stop. And John's like, okay, I need to come back to myself because this situation is not my situation. This is her situation. So Ramsay's laying on the ground and he's knocked out. So then he starts waking up and he's tied up in the kennel. And right. Sansa's on the outside of the gate. Right? So she's like, your house is gone. Your words will be gone. Your ass is going to be gone in a hot damn minute. Pretty motherfucker. Yeah. So, I ain't got $5, but I'm about to make some change. So, anyway.
Late.
So, he's like, my dogs won't hurt me. They're not going to touch me. They love me. Oh, they're going to love you. They're going to love you for dinner, motherfucker. Because you ain't fed them in, what, seven days, 10 days probably. You don't even care about them. So the dogs come up and start sniffing him and licking on him.
It was
and
like,
he's like, no.
Swallowed no, up.
No. Yeah. That's what they did. They swallowed him up.
Oh, goddamn. She done turned into Elsa from Frozen.
So this Cersei, she starts to walk, but then she stands there specifically.
Hey, yo, quick, mommy, let it go, baby.
Specifically to watch that shit go out. That's some Cersei. I'm just telling you how it is. That's just my opinion about it.
I don't agree with you on that one, Queen Mama.
All right, go ahead.
No, I just said I don't agree with you on that one, that it was some Cersei shit, because, I mean, let's remember what Bolton did to her. That was some get back shit. Cersei just
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Sansa said, how do you want it?
Listen, but for real, though, Sansa, like, Jon was going to kill Ramsay, but he realized... Right. This he ain't mine to kill. Like I gotta let Sansa get back. And so I was glad that they kind of like showed. He looked up at her and was like, "Let me chill," because even though I just witnessed what he did to Rickon, like I don't know what he did to Sansa. I can only imagine. And so it was dope to see her step into that moment and finally get her revenge and even see him be flayed. At the end.
But I mean, you saw how John looked at her while he was beating Ram's ass.
Oh God.
Like he stopped beating him. He just looked over at her like, are you still down?
Mm-hmm.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
But you know what though, when she walked away and smiled, she was like, no more pain.
I knew it was coming.
You good, brother.
Oh Lord.
But she, at but, least right, you right, Lexi.
To have a baby, so there you
because,
go.
Because Lexi, she was like, your name will be gone, mm-hmm. your house will be gone,
yeah.
Everything will be gone until the end of time. That's what she told him.
True.
You know
what? In the end, she wasn't mad at John.
So. Hey.
No.
You know what? And then for Ramsay, ain't no more better days.
It's not.
Better days over.
Nope. No more.
Church announcements.
Yes.
Okay, so that great concludes episode 9. Mm-hmm. You know, them nines be nining, so we knew this was gonna be this is gonna be good.
But 10's gonna be good too.
I don't even remember 10.
Yeah, shout out to Sansa. She walked away with a little wicked smile, and that was an old 180 on.
So, Queen Mother, you are, you know, before we say our goodbyes, I know you got.
I just have a few announcements today because so much is good. Pastor members and friends, thank you. It's time for our weekly announcements. I'm glad
we are going to hell. We are going to hell. Y'all realize that, right?
Yes, darling, and I'm driving the bus. Okay. But that's another story for another time.
As long as you're on the same page,
we're
going to hell.
I can't see the visions of this one.
Not the Martin Luther the King fan. Oh,
is there hell for a G? Is there hell for a G?
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Oh, take your time, sister. Take your time, sister. Oh. Queen Mother.
Oh God.
Take your time, sister. Queen Mother.
Not that the glasses are accurate.
Wait a second. The glasses are accurate.
I switched glasses. I had some brown glasses on, but I had to put these on because. Jesus Christ. Thank you, pastor members and friends. So tonight we don't have a lot of announcements because tonight what's going on is the Oscars. And a lot of different people have won tonight. And so that has been exciting to watch. So Iron Man won. Robert Downey Jr. won an Oscar for Oppenheimer. The movie Godzilla. Yeah. the movie Godzilla won for best editing.
Not the readers.
Devon Joy Randolph won best supporting actress for The Holdovers. Cord Jefferson won for American Fiction. That's the movie with Jeffrey Wright. And as he was coming up to the stage to get his Oscar, of course, he passed to Jeffrey Wright because the actor's on the front rows. And he looks like a young version of Jeffrey Wright. They could look like they could be brothers. So that was very funny. And so if you have not seen American Fiction, please go see it. It's a funny movie. It's a funny and thoughtful movie. And TK, I pulled this out just for you. There was some actual Batman slander on the Oscars tonight. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were presenting together, and they were talking about when they were in their Batman movies. Now, they were under different Batmen, but they pointed to Michael Keaton, who was the first Batman in 1989. And Danny DeVito, he was Danny DeVito's Batman, but not Arnold Schwarzenegger's Batman. So there was some Batman slander just for you. I know they did it just for you. I'm glad you all are enjoying Shogun. I think episode 3 came out this week. There are 10 episodes in all, so keep watching because that show is fucking fantastic. I'm loving it. And on the side of Peaceful Journeys, we want to send Akira Toriyama, who was the creator of Dragon Ball Z, and we have all enjoyed that. Those of us who love anime like that, we have enjoyed that immensely. We want to wish him peaceful journey into the next life. Thank you, pastor members and friends. Those are this week's announcements.
Thank you, Queen Mother, for your wonderful, wonderful work. And Maisha pointed out, she said, on a Schwartz and nigga.
Hey, man, shout out to the people who tuned in tonight. Because, I mean, to my knowledge, this is the biggest group we've had in a minute, probably since Hot D days. Like, so that's pretty impressive.
Thank y'all.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Glad to see all the sweet summer children. Wait a minute, I got to do one more thing because of the Bolton sigil. We got to do one for Balerion the light skinned dread because Ramsey got filet. There you go.
How you manage to make that sound like a Negro spiritual,
man?
Because that's my gift to the world.
Shout out to Mesa Mar, what he said. Ramadan is starting tomorrow, by the way. If there are other Muslims, Ramadan Mubarak, and you are all welcome to fast with us. So,
Shout out to Ramadan. I'm definitely not fasting, but
shout out. I'm amazing love, for sure.
Hey man, this is a great episode. Everybody came with it. The commenters, you know, everybody did y'all thing, and we appreciate it, man. You know, it was good. I feel great about what went down. See,
yeah, they showed up for them ballots, man. They showed up for them ballots. I came like a nigga pulling up for Easter. I ain't been to church. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about them shorts no more.
I got me an Easter short set that's gonna kill the game this year.
I'm not trying to tell if you're Baptist or Orthodox Jew, okay? I really don't need to know that information.
Hey, look, it's gonna look good, man. I got some lotion.
Hey, all right, y'all, real talk. I want y'all to just think about this for a second.
Okay. Yes.
Just think about this. Just think about me. You know, just
how do we get out of here?
Think about me just riding and just you know, riding on way on the sunset and just picture me rolling, goddammit.
What's wrong?
How do you lead this motherfucker?
Right. Bye.
So anyways, y'all. As always, thank y'all for tuning in, and we gonna see y'all next week, episode 10, season 6. Hi, y'all.
10.
Where have you been?